One of the biggest tyrant, anti-gun American communists in the country just signed an executive order creating their own gun violence prevention task force. The task force is looking to find the root cause of gun violence, which anybody that has a brain between the ears and behind the eyeballs knows that criminals are the root cause of gun violence. There's no such thing as gun violence. There's just violence perpetrated by people with that tool. I want to show you what Gretchen Whitmer has done and said, because other tyrants in this country will probably follow suit if they get the opportunity. First off, if you love the Second Amendment and you think Gretchen Whitmer is a kooky bat, then subscribe to the channel down below. I'll bring you Second Amendment news every single day, no matter where it happens. And I want to thank the sponsor of the video, and that's Brownells. Brownells, they get what we love. They have a lot of tools, and if you order tools there, or anything for your tools there, you can use my code GNG10 and save big. They're running a sale right now on cloud defensive lights. I'll have that down below. You can get a flashlight that's top quality for big savings. And don't forget to use my code to save on pretty much everything you get there. Thanks to Brownells. All right, so today I got a couple emails from some of my viewers in Michigan who sent me this that came from the governor's office today. Old Gretchen Whitmer, the governor, who was quote-unquote kidnapped by like 12 people, and 10 of those 12 were FBI informants. So, that seems on the up and up. But she said, "Dear friend, last month I signed an executive order establishing the Michigan Gun Violence Prevention Task Force, building on our work to protect public safety and save lives. Too many Michiganders have lost loved ones to gun violence. Every life lost is a tragedy that affects our communities and underscores the need for thoughtful, evidence-based solutions." Yeah, arrest people and keep them in jail. Pretty easy. "Our new task force of experts in medicine, law enforcement, and policy will address the root causes of gun violence, use data to identify policy opportunities, and recommend actions to save lives. We are continuing the work we did last year to enact common sense gun violence prevention laws, background checks, safe storage, extreme risk protection orders, stronger penalties for domestic abusers, and greater investments in mental health and local law enforcement to keep families safe. I want to thank every Michigander who has been a strong advocate for reducing gun violence, including the families of the 4 Oxford students. Because of them, we can get this done. Check out more details below about the work we are doing to help prevent gun violence and keep Michiganders safe in their communities." And I'll show you what she put out today about this task force. "The Michigan Gun Violence Task Force will identify the root causes of gun violence, compile and report relevant data, maximize existing resources, solicit perspectives from diverse stakeholders, and recommend policies to save lives. This group will be comprised of members reflecting a wide range of diverse stakeholders, including state department directors, medical experts, law enforcement professionals, tribal representatives, and more. I am confident that we can make meaningful progress towards this goal." So this is all gobbledygook bullshit, because you don't need to call on stakeholders, you don't need doctors or policymakers to know that the people who are perpetuating crime are called criminals, and no matter how many laws you pass, they will still not follow them. It's in the definition. And the only way for people to defend themselves is by being their own first responders, because cops can't be there when crime happens, nor are they even constitutionally obligated to protect you. And remember the whole defund police thing? Yeah, Gretchen was a fan of that. They don't care about you. This is a ploy to get more funding, to make more bureaucracies, so that, you know what, the bureaucracies can violate your rights, and not the government. That's what they want. That's what the ATF is, a bureaucracy. We'll let them do what they do with rules, and then you'll have to fight, you know, 6 years down the road. We'll be slapped on the wrist, but then we'll figure out another way to do it. This is what this is all about. But I want you to know about what her executive order says, so that you're aware, and when your friends start talking about this stuff, you'll actually have the knowledge. Here is her executive order that she passed last month for this. It says, "Gun violence is a uniquely American problem, and in 2020, Firearm-related incidents became the leading cause of death for all children and adolescents in the United States. We already know that has been proven to be a lie. They add ages 18, 19, and 20, and they take all of the gang shootings and add them into this. They take all of the crime perpetuated by these ages and add it to the children's statistics so that the people who don't know any better get scared and ask for big government to save them. Rates of gun violence represent an ongoing public health crisis. It does not. One disproportionately impacting low-income and vulnerable communities. We must act to save lives and protect public safety. Well, some will, I guess we'll do like harsh, brutal truth time. Why does crime and shootings impact low-income areas? Because the people who are well-off in high-income areas aren't going around robbing their neighbors. They're not shooting each other on the street. It's just what it is. Let's be honest about what we're putting. Let's not perpetuate fear like this governor is. Michigan has one of the highest rates of gun violence in the nation. Tragedies at Michigan State University, Oxford High School, and recently the Rochester Hills serve as just a few sobering examples of what occurs when the root causes of gun violence are not addressed. We must honor, through action, all those who have been harmed and that we have lost throughout our state. Yeah, I don't know. How about hold criminals accountable and stop letting them out? As a state, we have taken action to change laws and policy to address gun violence. We've enacted common sense legislation supported by a majority of Michiganders, a background check, safe storage laws, extreme risk protection orders, that's red flag, and stronger gun penalties for those convicted of domestic violence. Additionally, we dedicated millions of dollars in our balanced bipartisan state budgets to school and community safety initiatives aimed at preventing future tragedies, as well as helping those impacted by gun violence heal. New offices have been formed, that's more money, more bureaucracy, and collaborations have begun, all with the goal of preventing future instances of gun violence from shattering more families, communities, and individuals. You're not going to be able to prevent gun violence or violence perpetuated with a gun because criminals don't follow laws. And even if we were to magically make all of the law-abiding citizens turn their stuff over, criminals are still going to get them. They're still going to perpetuate crime, especially when they know everybody's disarmed, because that's what criminals do. Early returns on these investments across the state of Michigan have suggested early success, but there is more we must do to build a safer future for all Michiganders. We must evaluate what we have done, what we are doing, and what more we can do to reduce gun violence and save lives. Creating a new statewide task force will continue the process of raising awareness to the unique causes of gun violence and help build more solutions to prevent future tragedies. Let's jump down to the creation of this task force. It says the Gun Violence Prevention Task Force is created as an advisory body within the Department of Health and Human Services. That's exactly what Joe Biden wants to do, to use federal monies to take away guns. So no doubt he's having Gretchen do this as a trial. The task force may include the following representatives from the executive branch of state government who, when serving, should take all appropriate action necessary to support the goals of this order. One, the chief medical executive of the state of Michigan, kind of like what both Joe Biden's surgeon general just did. Two, one representative from each of the following divisions within the department as designated by the director of the department. The Office of Community Violence Intervention, the Division of Chronic Disease and Injury Control, the Behavioral and Physical Health and Aging Services Administration, and the Division of Victim Services. Three, the Director of the Michigan State Police or the Director's Designated Representative from within the department. Four, the Michigan State Police's Designated Representative from within the Office of School Safety. Five, the Superintendent of Public Instruction from the Department of Education or the Superintendent's Designated Representative from within that department. Six, the Director of Department of Lifelong Learning, Education, Advancement, and Potential and or the Director's Designated Representative from within that department. Seven, the Director of the Department of Civil Rights or the Director's Designated Representative from within the department. And eight, the Director of the Department of Military and Veteran Affairs or the designee from that department. What a crock of BS. Not one of those self-aggrandized title holders know anything. Even the superintendent. Like, if the superintendent was serious about stopping crime, what would he do? Or she, I don't know if it's a he or she. They would have their police start locking up violent criminals. They know who they are. And write good enough reports and have good enough cases and put them away. But that would mean the district attorney would have to be on the up and up and the state attorney general would want to keep criminals in jail or prison and not let them back out on the street because it's their voting base. Pretty much nails that. Let's rip through C real quick. In addition, the task force may include the following members from the community at large, each of whom shall be appointed by the governor. An individual associated with the research institution that studies gun violence. Huh. You know who's behind this is all the Every Town and Mom's Demand clowns. Not to forget the Brady and the Giffords people either. 2, an individual with experience doing clinical work, specializing in suicide prevention. 3, an individual with experience serving as a local school administrator. 4, an individual associated with an organization that provides community-level conflict mediation or violence intervention services, because that works. 5, an individual with experience working with survivors of domestic violence and abuse. 6, an individual with experience working with tribal government. 7, someone with experience in community or faith-based organizations. 8, someone who represents victims of gun violence. 9, someone who is currently working as a prosecutor. 10, someone currently working in local law enforcement. And here's what these communists are going to try to do. The charge of the task force must act in advisory capacity to the governor and director of the department on the root causes of possible solutions for gun violence in Michigan. This includes advising on prevention, intervention, and accountability and equity-focused strategies with the goal of reducing the rates and instances of gun violence in Michigan. B, the task force must review, develop, and recommend laws, policies, and other legally permissible actions to reduce the rates and instances of gun violence in Michigan. C, specifically, task force may take the following actions. 1, collect, compile, and report on data related to gun violence in Michigan and provide suggestions on how to improve the utility of such data. 2, identify the root causes and contributing factors for gun violence in Michigan. 3, assess the effectiveness of existing gun violence mitigation measures and identify any gaps in current law, practice, and or policy. Meaning, let's find more ways to violate people's rights. 4, identify resources that currently exist to assist with gun violence prevention. Includes any funding, guidance, best practices, and existing offices, commissions, and boards working on overlapping issues. Then develop strategies for maximizing these existing resources and enhancing opportunities for coordination. 5, recommend new changes to Michigan's law and policy across all levels of government with the goal of reducing the rates and instances of gun violence. 6, establish a reasonable timeline for accomplishing these goals and objectives. And 7, engage stakeholders like local government officials, individuals with relevant lived experiences related to gun violence, medical professionals, research institutions, law enforcement, and community organizations to solicit their expertise and opinions to best inform the task force mission, blah, 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 blah. Look, it's this simple. The guys and gals in working as cops in the local and state level, they know who the dirtbags are. They know them. Go get them. Go get them. You know they're if they're you know who these people are in your communities that are causing the problems, and work with your prosecutors maybe to do your jobs better and keep them behind bars. That'll have a huge reduction in crime. It's worked across this country after the 80s and the early to mid 90s when crime across the country drastically fell. Why? Because this is cyclical. This happened then too, and police started to get tougher on criminals, and the people who were prosecuting, the district attorneys and the attorney, assistant district attorneys, they did better at their job, and judges, they did better at their job, and people weren't let out left and right with this willy-nilly, everybody just needs a second chance, and they're really okay, they really wanted to get a job next Monday, they were trying to turn their life around. Just wanted you guys and gals to know, specifically if you live in Michigan, but those of you in different parts of the country who hate the Second Amendment, keep an eye out, because this will be coming for you next. Appreciate y'all. Like the video and share it so more people see it, please, because YouTube is playing games, not just on this channel, but all the gun channels since the 18th of June. Many of our friends have had, dozens of videos deleted. Because of this BS, they've had a lot of demonetization issues. I don't think any strikes have been issued, but they're playing. They're wreaking havoc on the community. So we need you guys and gals to support all these channels. Like the video, share it, subscribe to the channels so that the community can stay viable. Appreciate y'all. Be safe. Take care.